Before we begin, I'd like to make one other preliminary observation, and that is about Bible translations. We know over the last 30 or 40 years, a number of new translations of the Bible have appeared in English. And they come from all faith communities, the Jewish community, the Roman Catholic community, the New American Bible, the NAB, and the Jerusalem Bible. Mainstream Protestantism, the New Revised Standard Version, the NRSV. And from more evangelical Protestantism, the New International Version, the NIV, and there are others. Why do we have all of a sudden all these new translations? Basically, there are three reasons. First, we have better manuscript material. You know, discoveries, for example, the Dead Sea Scrolls, have contributed a lot to our number of biblical manuscripts from the ancient world. Secondly, our knowledge of the ancient languages, Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic, continues to improve as more documents are discovered and modern linguistics, the methods and insights develop. And thirdly, and it's worth stressing, I think, that our English language itself changes. Language is a living thing, and languages change. We can get a sense of this if we realize, you know, that when the original King James Version and the original Douay-Rheims version for Catholics were being produced, William Shakespeare was alive and well and writing his plays. You know, we need special glossaries to understand what he's saying. So the need for new translations is an important one if the Bible is to speak to us clearly that we can understand and in our language. If you're in the market to buy a Bible, I would recommend that you get a study Bible, and there are several very good ones available. There's a Catholic Study Bible, the Oxford Annotated Study Bible with the NRSV, the Catholic Study Bible has the New American Bible. There's the HarperCollins Study Bible to the NRSV, and there's an excellent one for the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament, what we call, from the Jewish community. These help give you some background, some notes, so you can begin to do some study on your own. Throughout our tour, I'll be using mostly the New American Bible. So now we can turn to our first question. It's always good at the beginning to define your terms. What do you mean by the Old Testament? We open our Bible, we see it's divided into two parts, unequal parts, called the Old Testament and the New Testament. The former, the Old Testament, comprises about two-thirds of the whole Bible. So what do these terms mean? What is a testament, and what's new and old about it? Our word testament comes from the Latin testamentum, which is itself the translation of a Greek word, which is the translation of a Hebrew word. I think it will be clearer, perhaps, if we begin at the beginning by looking at the Hebrew word. In Hebrew, the word berith means covenant. It's a term drawn from the social and political organization of ancient Israel. We'll be looking at it more closely later. We know of different kinds of covenants, but they were all social instruments to establish a relationship between two parties that were either enemies or strangers before. When Israel came to reflect on what God had done for them in leading them out of Egypt and on their relationship to that God, they drew on this analogy of covenant. God had entered into covenant with Israel. And the books which tell us about this now we call the Old Testament, the Old Covenant.